Hey, Michael. Thank you for having us back. How are you doing?
Who's this?
Michael, just listen. We reached out to you yesterday about your buddy on River Valley Road. You replied to one of our text messages.
Oh, yeah. We're working on that right now.
You're working on the property right now?
Well, yeah. We're in the process of doing some things. I'm not ready to really make any decision at this point.
You're not any plans in the next 3 to 6 months?
That's possible. It's not going to be in the next month. I know that.
Oh, no problem. We can work according to the timeline. The reason we were reaching out is that if you have, if this thought has crossed your mind to sell it as is.
Yeah, could be. Sure.
Perfect. Do you have 5 minutes to talk about it?
Yeah, I think I do. Yes, sir.
Perfect. First of all, if I can confirm the address, it's 7056 River Valley Road in Mechanicsville.
That's correct. Yep,
it's
that's correct.
3-bed, 2.5-bath house, 1,500 square feet almost?
Yeah, a little more. I got an additional back now.
It is in the back. And what is the total square foot is now?
This adds another, I don't know, it's a 10 by 12, so what's that, another 120 square feet? Yeah, we're probably pushing right at 1,600, 1,700.
1,600, 1,700. All right. And are you currently living here, or is this a rental for you?
No, we're living here.
You're living here. All right. And
yeah.
Any updates you've made to the property recently?
Any what?
Any updates you've made to the property? Anything you fixed, like paint, added anything, remodeled?
No, actually, the only problem with this house is it is in need of paint job. It's got 9-inch lap board siding, and there are some pieces that are needing to be replaced, and it does need a paint job. There's been a lot of things on in the last 5 years. There's been a new roof, new windows. The windows are all tinted. Well, actually, they're double tinted. New carpet, new vinyl floors. The AC unit is, or the HVAC unit is less than 10 years old. Hot water heater is less than 10 years old. What else? I've been in the house for over 20 years, so all the landscape that's been done has all been done by me. And every single tree and shrub on this piece of property was planted by me.
Right.
And the landscape is nice, manicured.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can give you.
As you said, that right now the only thing the property would need is paint.
Yeah, that's correct. Either paint or siding. A lot of people
paint.
On this street have been getting siding lately. I'm probably one of the only houses on this street, and there's probably, 20 houses on this street. I'm probably one of the only ones that hasn't been vinyl sided.
Right. Uh-huh. And any specific reason why you guys are planning, you guys are planning on selling it?
No, not really. I mean, daughter moved out. My mother-in-law lives right around the corner. Just probably trying to downsize a little. We're even seriously considering going off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm getting ready to retire, and we may just, get a big RV and travel for a while or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And at the start of the conversation, you said that you were still trying to do some stuff. And was that related?
Oh, yeah, we're just working with different – we're just working with finances. Yeah, trying to do anything to the property or anything like that. Everything's – I mean, it's the way I like it. There's two outbuildings. The property's not big enough for a garage, so I got two sheds in the backyard. Each shed is 192 square feet.
192 square feet. Got that. Okay.
So you
got
almost 400 square feet of storage. Pardon?
You guys are in the deciding phase right now about what to do with the property.
Yes. Yeah. you know, I put some information out there for my wife, and she's looking over some things. And as soon as she gets that straight, and I mean, you know, we've had a couple of different people looking, so I mean, it's not like it's on the market or anything. It's just, you know, we're trying to make a decision.
Right. And if you don't mind me asking, let's say both parties agree on a price. Is there any timeline in your mind about selling this?
No, there's not.
No timeline. So there's
no.
Like,
I mean,
no,
I would want to
do
something probably. I mean, you know, what do you mean by timeline? You're trying to. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So I already have a pod being delivered next month, the first of next month. So the process is already going to start.
Right. You know, because people sometimes they have plans like, you know, we do want to sell it, but we're waiting for the winters to be over. We might do it next summer.
Oh, yeah. No,
that is why we were asking.
That's not an issue. Yeah, none of that is really an issue. And a place, you know, is not an issue either. So if there was an, you know, had to be moved immediately kind of thing, I mean, I've got places to go. So,
oh,
like I said, my mother-in-law lives like 2 minutes down the road, and she's got, you know, 27 acres. Could put a trailer on that if I needed to.
Right. Okay. That's...
So what else? Anything else?
Just
keep my name on, you know, on file. And I, like I said, I'm, my wife's working on some things right now. We're both working on, you know, some financial things, just trying to get some ducks in a row. And we should be able to make a decision hopefully sometime in the next week or two.
And if you don't mind, you know, what I'll do is I'll pass on the details to my numbers guy. My name is B Holland, and she can give you a call tomorrow around 2 p.m. Is that a time you might be available?
Actually, I'm having a surgical procedure tomorrow, so tomorrow's not going to be a good day. Maybe Friday.
Friday. What time Friday you think you might be available?
I don't know. Maybe lunchtime?
All right, I'll put you down for 12 o'clock then.
All right, perfect. I'm looking for the, I'm looking for, who's the person again? B?
Her name is B, yeah.
Oh, V, okay. All right, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for your time.
All right, man.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too.